Bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Monroe Shocks and Struts reminds you to replace your worn shocks, just like you do tires and wiper blades, because everything gets old. Learn more at monroe.com.
College students, busy parents, everybody needs easy and convenient ways to manage our money, individually as well as jointly. That's why American Eagle Credit Union offers smart solutions, free checking for students, including mobile banking. Check out ameaglecu.org to open up an account right now, and when you open your account, tell them McGraw sent you, and you'll get two entries to win an iPad. AmEagleCU.org. Join today and see for yourself.
Member eligibility and account approval required. Tablet offer valid through September 20th, 2013. No purchase necessary.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year three of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey and the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris filling in for Frank, as I do every Friday. Thank you for listening anytime. You can always tweet me at Paul Harris Show on Twitter. Time now for the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday at this time, but we can't do it without contestants. I just want to mention one thing I just saw on the internet. I don't go for pranks. I love the guys from the old MTV series and movies, Jackass, because they would put themselves in harm's way or do stupid stuff themselves to themselves. I don't really like pranks that people pull on other people.
Right.
But in the YouTube generation, people are doing it all the time. And apparently some guys at a movie company, like a small independent movie, it's probably three guys, it's not even a company. They were doing a prank that they call Ham Shoulder on Venice Beach in California near Los Angeles. And the way it is you walk up to various people and you subtly try to slap a piece of ham on their shoulder without them noticing. That is comedy,
that's
huh?
Good stuff.
Oh, the ham shoulder bit.
That's good.
You know when it stops being funny? When one of the people whose shoulder you have put the ham on punches you in the face for doing this. Yeah. The clip is on YouTube right now. I urge you, find it, because you'll see this guy, and you'll realize that the guy's pulling the prank really chose the wrong guy.
Oh, good.
That's an important part of pulling off a prank. You want to make sure the person you're doing it on, if you're going to go for that sort of juvenile stuff, make sure that the other person is going to go along with that. This guy, not so much. Ham Shoulder. Look it up on YouTube. Thank me later. Now let's play the Harris Challenge. Hello, Pete.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just driving home from work, enjoying this nice weather.
It is really a great change from that crappy weather we had earlier this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
It most certainly is, yes.
Pete, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what kinds of questions and categories are spit out for you to choose from today. Category one, we always have one topical category. It's called, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two, Trivial Geography. Or category three, Homer Simpson's Favorite Food.
Woohoo!
Which one would you like?
Let's try a geography.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We start here with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You got to get 8 points to win. Now, remember, if you get seven or less, I do have to punish you. But if you do get eight or more, you'll win a fabulous package of prizes chosen especially for you.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul! We have a Stefanita's Pizza and Restaurant gift certificate. Four locations in St. Charles and one in Chesterfield Valley. We're going to throw in a King Edward's Chicken gift certificate. Great fried chicken in St. Charles. How about a Westport car wash? Wash! That's a nice one. And we have a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
It's a prize package to the value of well over
$1 million.
All right, that's what you're playing for, Pete. The category, again, is Trivial Geography. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What nation do the most legal immigrants to America come from? Legal immigrants.
Oh, gosh. What nation? Italy.
Mexico. 19% come from Mexico. What city has the second largest population in California?
Of people or of immigrants?
Nope, not immigrants anymore. Just people.
San Jose.
San Diego. What is considered the largest island in the world besides Australia, which is classified as a continent?
Madagascar.
Greenland. Which southern state is home to the largest nuclear power plant in the United States? Is it Louisiana, Mississippi, or Texas?
Mississippi.
Texas. Of the 50 state capitals, which one comes first alphabetically?
Akron, Ohio. Goodbye, Paul.
Oh, my God.
Did you say Akron, Ohio?
Goodbye, Paul.
I'm sure what you meant was Columbus, which is actually the capital of Ohio. But you should have said Albany, New York.
Oh.
Okay. Punish me.
Now, I will, Pete. I was going to say, don't say goodbye quite so quickly, because you take your punishment like a man for getting 0 points on the Harris Challenge.
Give it to me.
About a half hour ago, we played this Meatloaf and some country singers in a Mitt Romney rally yesterday doing America the Beautiful without actually knowing the lyrics. Reminded me that we should go back to 2003 for this clip. I actually had planned on playing this Friday, today, because the Cardinals were going to be in the World Series.
Yeah,
so we thought.
Not so much. Looks like the Tigers aren't either, the way the Giants have been crushing them. But it is baseball-related. This is from 2003. John Osborne, who the kids like to call Ozzy, was asked to go to Wrigley Field and do the seventh-inning stretch. But they forgot one crucial detail, which is telling Ozzy the lyrics to Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Mm. But right after that, Sharon buzzed him off the show with a big X.
Yeah.
I would have.
Pete, I'm sorry you didn't win, but thank you very much for playing.
Thanks, Paul. Have a good weekend.
You too. Here comes our next contestant. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Paul. Hi, company.
Hi, Mary.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
There's not too much. I got to retire when I was 48 from the government, so that's pretty good.
Congratulations. Nice.
Thank you.
Let's see what categories we have here. We still have... Have you been paying attention? Or Homer Simpson's favorite food? Or our new third category is Who Am I? Google Maps?
I want Homer Simpson's favorite food.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Mary, let's play the Harris Challenge. Approximately how many donuts does Dunkin' Donuts serve every year? 20 million, 200 million, or 2 billion donuts?
200 million.
2.3 billion to be exact. Sorry.
Wow.
Within a nickel, how much did a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts cost when the company was founded in 1937? A dozen donuts in 1937.
25 cents.
Correct. If you laid end to end all the donuts Americans eat in 1 year, how many times would they circle the earth? 3, 6, or 9?
9.
6. How many donuts did John Haight eat in a six-minute span to make it into the Guinness Book of World Records in 1981? 26 donuts, 36 donuts, or 46 donuts?
36.
26. In what New England state can you find a plaque in honor of the guy credited with inventing the hole in the donut? I'm going to give you a chance to answer it. What New England state would you find a plaque in honor of the guy who's credited with inventing the hole in the donut?
Delaware?
Not in New England.
Sorry.
Just like Akron's not the capital of Ohio. The answer is Maine. The guy's name was Captain Hanson Gregory in the town of Clam Cove. Legend has it that in 1847 he was enjoying a donut at the helm of his ship. A big storm came up. Needing the use of both hands, he crammed the donut onto one of the wheel's spokes, thus creating the hole.
Wow.
That's some trivia I'm going to have to use.
That's something.
By the way, the 26 donuts that guy John Haight ate to get into the Guinness Book of World Records, 3.25 pounds of donuts.
Wow.
Actually doesn't seem like that much to me.
No.
The right donut.
No.
Mary, let's recap your scoring. You got 2 points for the Krispy Kreme question, and this completes your scoring.
Oh. Okay.
That means you have to be punished as well.
I know.
Ozzy? He's okay for the first sentence.
Okay.
Here's where it falls apart.
Take me in.
He says something about
All right. I think Mary's learned her lesson, haven't you?
I did.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Here comes our third contestant. Hi, John.
Hello. How are you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, all I have to say is this might end up being bad.
That's the confidence we love on the Harris Challenge,
yes.
Wow. Categories are, have you been paying attention? Who am I? Google Maps? And by the way, I would just say based on the geography factor so far on the challenge today, maybe not the one to choose if you're not confident. Maybe you want to go for category 3, which is presidential coins.
Hmm.
What'll it be, John?
Go ahead and go with presidential coins.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. coin is Abraham Lincoln on?
That would be...
rummaging through his pockets.
Really.
The nickel.
The penny. On what U.S. coin would you find John F. Kennedy?
I know this one.
You can pass if you want.
The dime.
The half dollar. Which coin contains the likeness of Thomas Jefferson? Hint, you've already said the word.
The dime.
The nickel.
Oh.
Which U.S. coin is embossed with a picture of George Washington? Hint, you haven't said the word yet. John?
John.
George,
nickel.
George Washington. That's the quarter. Now, just to save face, which one has FDR on it?
The dime.
Did you say dime?
Yeah.
John, the correct answer is the dime!
Yay!
Wow. Am I a winner?
No, but you have taken an insurmountable lead compared to our previous two contestants, John, with 5 points. But that doesn't mean you win. That means you get punished. Okay, all right. Just pause him right there, Ian, in case we need to go back to him. Just hang on to him right there. John, I'm sorry you didn't win. Hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Looking forward to the weekend. I want to say congratulations to Mark and Judy, who's getting married tomorrow night.
All right. Let's see what categories are left here. We have you been paying attention, or who am I, Google Maps? What'll it be, Rob?
Have you been paying attention?
All right. This is, stuff that happened in the past week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of confident players today.
Have you been paying attention, Rob? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of the new tablet computer that Apple debuted this week?
Don't know.
Which big-time star dropped the F-bomb on Good Morning America this week while promoting his new movie, Cloud Atlas?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is right. President Obama said during Monday's debate that our military uses a lot fewer bayonets these days. What is the only branch of our military that still uses the bayonet in training?
Marines.
Correct. On Monday, Russian punk rockers Nadezhda Tolokanova and Maria Alekhina were sent to two Siberian prison camps. What is the name of their Russian punk rock band?
Chernobyl.
Pussy Riot. Here's a five-pointer. What was a group of criminals caught counterfeiting in a New Jersey warehouse this week? Justin Bieber CDs, $2 bills, or ketchup?
Justin Bieber CDs.
I know he's in town playing Scotch Raid this weekend, but the correct answer is ketchup.
Oh, really? All right.
They were taking regular Heinz ketchup and relabeling it as a more expensive brand.
Wow.
And the cops busted him for that. And by the way, Apple introduced the iPad Mini this week. Rob, you got the 2 and the 3, and that's only 5 points.
I suck.
Hey, those two girls sound like tennis players, too, don't they?
Names? Yeah. And by the way, the names that I gave to the two girls, nothing like their actual names, but I don't read Cyrillic, so I don't know what it is.
Ah, there you go.
You know, I could have called them Zhishkivashkivo and Hikahankiv. It didn't matter, as long as I got to say Pussy Riot. That was the only reason I asked the question. Here's your punishment, Rob. We may have to save his big finale here, the way things are going. Have a good weekend, Rob.
You guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's see if Todd can save the day for all of St. Louis. How are you today, Todd?
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just want to tell everyone to go out there and see if they can find a place to buy the new Pussy Riot CD.
Well, you know what? I just download it illegally, like all the kids today. Todd, your category, the only one left here is, who am I, Google Maps? We have 60 seconds on the clock. I hope you know your geography, because otherwise we just have to hold on to your prizes and give them away next week.
Well, I'll do my best.
60 seconds on the clock, Todd. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. state's name contains the most E's?
Tennessee.
Correct. How many states share a border with Missouri?
7.
Oh, it's 8. What is the state of 10,000 lakes?
Minnesota.
Correct. There's a point in the country where you can stand in 4 states at once. I'll give you a point for each of one that you name.
Oh, geez. Colorado, Arizona.
Yeah.
Utah.
Yeah.
And New Mexico?
Yes.
Nice.
Wow. What state is America's tallest mountain in?
Alaska.
The mountain is called Mount McKinley, which is in the state of Alaska.
Hey! Wow.
Todd. That's 13 points, Todd, or as I like to call it, the same total all of our 4 other players had combined. So that makes you a winner. You're going to dinner on us and a car wash and the whole thing, and Dan will tell you all about that in just a moment. Thank you very much for playing.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend yourself. And that's how we play the Harris Challenge every Friday, right around a quarter after 5 here on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or a new bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier and Thompson. It's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite counter slabs, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, right between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchen and Bath has great financing rates with any project. It's got ding and dent appliances, and as I said, it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier and Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's affordable kitchens and baths.
GMC Certified Service Experts are technicians who make the grade. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
If your apartment had a fire, theft, or damaged by water, your landlord's insurance might not cover your things. That's why you need Allstate Renters Insurance. Get a quote at Allstate.com.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help!
Not when you have nine irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back!
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. And you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for. From Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Hi, Joe Cotton here from Cotton's Ace Hardware in Columbia, Illinois on Main Street. Downtown. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace, the helpful place.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
You know the problem with honey-do lists? They never end. Cut the grass today, gotta cut the grass next week. Clean out the garage today, clean it out next month. So how would you like the next time you paint your home to be the last time you paint your home? Hi, I'm Darren. President of Rhino Shield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with Rhino Shield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think. 877-25-RHINO.
Don't Rhino, go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
Tom Calhoun again for my friend the Bellow Man. Have you been looking all over for a skilled, reliable plumber? Occasionally you're going to need one, and whatever plumbing problem you might have, Bellow Sales and Service in Belleville can solve it for you. They have honest, neat, courteous plumbers committed to doing their best. If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom fixtures, they can help there too. Or if your toilet requires more than one flush, hey, guess what? They have toilets that work the first time, every time. They also offer a whole house plumbing maintenance program to ensure your plumbing is working properly all year round. Call my friend the Bellow Man anytime, day or night, with your plumbing problems. If comfort is your plan, call 618-BELLOWMAN or visit them online at bellowman.com. Click on the discounts link, too, for savings on your next repair or service call.
For heating, cooling, plumbing woes, Bellow Man's the one who knows. If you find trouble in a fix, call 235-6626. That's BELLOWMAN.
Hi there, Track Opinion. Welcome back. And now more of some of whatever it was we did over the last few weeks on the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Oh, we didn't forget it. No. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limperist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by the Queen Cab, your AM the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, everybody. Happy Monday. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you, Bill?
I'm great, thanks.
Oh, yeah, and USA Today, I thought about you this morning. USA Today, in the life section or whatever, they had women and famous people and their styles, and it said, it had a picture of Hillary, and it said, Hillary is well known for her collection of pantsuits. So I had to share that with you.
They'd probably put one in the Smithsonian one day, probably.
Oh, I would, I would imagine so.
Well, sad celebrity news to begin our Monday. Taylor Swift and her boyfriend Connor Kennedy have broken up.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, Taylor should look at it this way. She's not losing a boyfriend. She's gaining a million-selling song.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
And Anderson Cooper's talk show has been canceled.
No.
Yeah. And today, all over the country, people said to themselves, when did Anderson Cooper get a talk show?
Oh, man.
Has anybody actually seen the Anderson Cooper talk show?
I've never seen it.
No.
No. Well, in Green Mountain College in Vermont, they've now planned to serve the school's unofficial mascots, a pair of oxen named Lou and Phil, in the school cafeteria.
Oh, boy.
That's got to be tough. One day you're being invited to the team's pregame meal, the next day you are the pregame meal.
Oh, yeah, really?
Crazy. And finally, of course, our thoughts go out to the folks back east dealing with the storm in New York City, hunkered down for Hurricane Sandy, the monster storm 800 miles wide. The last time New York City had to deal with anything 800 miles wide was when Rosie O'Donnell was hosting The View.
I knew it.
Oh, there it is.
Knew it.
See that coming a mile away. The Phil Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland, Big 550 KTRS.
Right, thank you, Bill.
Welcome.
Okay, I mentioned earlier in the earlier part of the show, if you mentioned it, this 50 Shades of Grey, this thing is everywhere. Maybe not literally everywhere, but it's talked about all over the place, and it's the subject of, comedic monologues at night. It's discussed. It's referred to. So out of curiosity, I thought, what's the big deal? So the book on audio, the 50 Shades of Grey, I have now listened to over half of it, and I can't listen anymore, and I would certainly never read it. And I'm finished. I have had all I can take. And if you missed the conversation earlier, I'm going to read you. I got a wonderful email from a listener during the show, and I'll read that to you. And then I have written, actually not written, I'm going to make it up as I do it, what I will share with you so that you'll have a pretty good idea of the kind of lame, sophomoric writing that this woman did. And again, I could criticize her all I want to, and I've read lots of reviews about what a pathetic writer she is, but she's a gazillionaire, and we're not. And she did it by literally just writing a very long book that in four or five places, maybe, has dirty stuff. But it's not even as dirty as it could be, and I'll give you an idea. She uses expressions like, you know, I knew at that moment he had released.
Whoa.
What?
Now, there are a lot of ways she could have said, yeah, she released. Could have said it. I know. So, here's what we'll do. We'll do first. Let me read you. This is from Nita, and Nita sent me this email a couple of hours ago. Thank you, Nita, for this. She says, Frank, I agree. 50 Shades of Grey, whatever. She said, this thing everybody's talking about, even though I don't like these kinds of books, I read the first five pages of the first book, and I was so embarrassed for the author and all the people who are reading these books. She is one of the worst writers who has ever attempted to write. She makes Daniel Steele, who I abhor, seem like William Faulkner. It's awful. She said, I believe there are several sections that I thumbed through that showed grammatically incorrect phrases or sentences. I also noted what you did. She seems to be at about a fifth grade writing or reading level, misuses words to the point that it is beyond laughable and almost a crime. From my analysis of friends who have enjoyed this book, now listen to this because this is the good part. My analysis from friends who've enjoyed it, my theory of its popularity is this. These are women who have had very little sexual experience, perhaps just their husbands. These are ladies who are bored sexually, have imagined what other sex might be like, and have made up grossly incorrect images in their minds. None of this is wrong. I, however, am not at all interested in this. I also find that my friends who didn't enjoy the book are more experienced and have had more than a few male partners. Some of the ladies who enjoy these kinds of books are exactly They're simply excited by the idea of sex. It doesn't have to be well-written, correct, or in-depth. Just the idea of talking about this is exciting to these long-time wives and mothers. Women do like some subtle dominance. But when it comes down to real life, most of these women I know are married to yes-dear wusses. I am in my 50s, and this is something that I just can't understand. Nita, thank you. You said it perfectly.
Yes, dear wusses.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to read, for the first time ever, maybe on St. Louis Radio, Chapter 1, 50 Shades of Grey. And when we put the audio CD in, my wife and I are in the car, I knew in 2 minutes I was going to hate this book. I was prepared to like it, to be at least excited by the fact that she was excited about something. Here we go, Chapter 1. I scowl with frustration at myself in the mirror. Damn my hair. It just won't behave. And damn Catherine Cavanaugh for being ill and subjecting me to this ordeal. I should be studying for my final exams, which are next week, yet here I am trying to brush my hair into submission. I must not sleep with it wet. I must not sleep with it wet. Reciting this mantra several times, I attempt once more to bring it under control with the brush. I roll my eyes in exasperation and gaze at the pale brown-haired girl with blue eyes too big for her face, staring back at me, and give up. Now, this is an example of how she takes forever.
I don't know how he said
she take. Oh, no, this was torture. She takes forever to say one thing. Rather than say, here I am looking in the mirror trying to get this unruly hair into place and it just won't cooperate. No, she has to take, you know, a page to do it. Now, I have written, I'd like to, let me go to the prelude to the dirty part. Hold on, this is, you'll like this, this is good. This is page, hold on, I got it here. Let's go to page 2, now this is how far you have to go in to get to the dirty stuff. Page 208, we're in chapter 8 or something. He's talking, Christian Grey, that's the 50 Shades of Grey, is talking to Anna about her situation. Her situation is no experience in bed. And he says, we're going to have to rectify this situation right now. She says, what do you mean? What situation? Your situation, Anna. I'm going to make love to you now.
Oh.
And then, oh, the floor has fallen away. I'm a situation. I'm holding my breath.
Yeah.
That's if you want me to. I mean, I don't want to push my luck. Then she says, I thought you didn't make love. I thought you effed.
Oh.
And it's the F.
Oh. Wow.
Hard. I swallow my mouth suddenly dry. He gives me a wicked grin, the effects of which travel all the way down there.
Whoa.
She always refers to down there.
She says down there.
Well, you know, Virginia. I can make an exception or maybe combine two. We'll see. I really want to make love to you. Please, come to bed with me. I want our arrangement to work, but you really need to have some idea what you're getting yourself into. We can start your training tonight with the basics. This doesn't mean that I've come all hearts and flowers. It means to an end. There is a means to an end, but one that I want, and hopefully you will too. His gray gaze is intense. Who has a gray gaze?
I don't know.
If your skin is gray, you're dead.
Yeah, there's a problem.
And then she says, I flush. Oh, my. Wishes do come true. But I haven't done all the things you require from your list of rules. Now, she's referring to, he wrote up a contract. He's dominant, she's submissive, and she has yet to sign at this point the contract, agreeing to do everything he says and not ask questions.
Yeah. What happens if she breaks that contract? Does it ever say in the book?
Yes, she can terminate the contract, but the consequences will be punishment yet to be determined.
Oh.
Now, let's get here. His words are like some kind of incendiary device. My blood flames. He leans down and kisses my lips gently, and then he sucks at my lower lip. I want to bite this lip, he murmurs against my mouth, and carefully he tugs at it with his teeth. I moan. He smiles. Please, Anna, let me make love to you. Yes, I whisper. That's why I'm here. His smile is triumphant as he releases me and takes my hand and leads me through the apartment. And then she uses the word murmurs all the time. Be prepared, he murmurs. Do you want the blinds drawn? I don't mind, I whisper. I thought you didn't let anyone sleep in your bed. Who says we're going to sleep? He murmurs. I know. He strolls toward me, confident, sexy, eyes blazing. My heart begins to pound. My blood's pumping around my body. Desire, thick and hot, pools in my belly. He stands in front of me, staring down. He is so freaking hot.
Yeah, sorry.
Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea how much I want you, Anna? He whispers. My breath hitches. I cannot take my eyes off his. He reaches up and gently runs his fingers down my cheek to my chin. Now, let me say something else.
I can't stand this.
Let me say something else. For anybody who is really wanting to get to the dirty stuff, it takes pages and pages of this very thing. He gazes. He looks. He gasps. I whisper. His eyes narrow. His brow furrow. Pages. Okay, so here's what I've done. I've written, let me find it here, I wrote some notes, yeah. Now, I have three paragraphs that are my example and my idea of how this woman writes. Where most people would say, can I see you tonight? He asks, and she goes, she says, can I see you tonight? And he says, well, I'm not sure. And she says, what do you mean, not sure? All right, that's how most people write it. Here's the way I think she would write that. Can I see you tonight? I murmured anxiously with a slight hint of apprehension and anxiety in my almost whispering voice, mimicking a minor case of laryngitis, though I hadn't spoken at a level louder than a whisper since my cousin's wedding reception 3 weeks ago. That's how she would write, can I see you tonight? Okay, next paragraph. I'm not sure, he said, furrowing. Now, this is my writing, but I'm better than she is at it. I'm not sure, he said, furrowing his brow and brushing my lower lip with his thumb. As the twinkle in his eye returned, along with the oh-so-familiar cocking of his head to the right, what? His hair still suffering from that permanent just-out-of-bed look that drives me wild. I could write these books. What do you mean, not sure? I inquired, sounding more angry than inquisitive, revealing my burning desire to spend even a moment with him, something I'm sure delighted this domineering control freak who knew no other way than his own way.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Great.
And I think what I've proven here is that, gentlemen, you will want to literally kill yourself before you would ever want to read this book. And I think women, I think the lady who wrote me the email nailed it. These are just women who are just desperately craving to read about somebody else's experience, no matter how ridiculous it is. Savannah Guthrie is on the Today Show, and I've read articles that say the reason the Today Show is trailing the way it is because of Savannah Guthrie, who is cute but not real bright. This morning they were talking about Hurricane Sandy, and I was in front of the TV and heard it with my own ears, and she's asking an expert about emergency preparedness. She says, what do people do when the power goes out and you can't flush the toilet?
What?
How many electric sewer systems are there? Who has an electric plumbing system?
Oh, you know the producers and everybody had to be
rolling their eyes, when the power goes out and you can't flush the toilet. And then they had a psychologist on telling us how we should handle and talk to children about the storm.
What?
Let me tell you something. When you're a kid, you love storms. I was in a tornado as a kid of about, I guess, about 8 or 10. Man, I loved it. I mean, I looked out the window and I saw a bicycle go by the window. I thought, oh, this is great. I think if you start to make it a scary deal by, oh, kids, we need to talk. Then I think they get scared.
Yeah.
I think you freak them out if you act like you think they're supposed to be freaked out. Ridiculous. Now, Paul Harris played, I didn't hear the God Bless America last night.
Neither did I.
I wish I had, but thank goodness I heard Paul play it. I had not heard it. This could be the worst singing at a public event or anywhere else I've ever heard. Just go ahead, give a little. This is so horrible.
God bless America.
It gets worse.
Stand beside her and guide her.
Whoa.
melody.
No.
From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans, wide with all.
Oh!
God bless America, my home sweet home.
Oh! Thanks,
Dennis.
And I'm with Paul. The only reason they didn't boo was, one, it was God Bless America, and two, it was they were military people.
Yeah,
yeah.
Otherwise, they would have been throwing food at these people. That was as bad as it gets. And there's a commercial we're running, and I'm going to have Peon just play a little of it, because once I say this, it's going to drive you nuts. And until he called it to my attention... It didn't drive me crazy, and now that he has made me aware of it, it is absolutely, I can't not notice it. Now, listen to the way the guy says the word dollar or dollars. He says dollars. And the rest of it, he has no accent,
yeah.
But dollars, once you notice it, go ahead.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99.
Now, this can cost from as now much on, as when you hear it, you can stop it. You're going to hear dollars.
And he says it like 30 times on the commercial.
Dollars.
Now it'll drive.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
When Texas Governor Rick Perry wanted to explain himself, he turned first to McGraw live in the morning on KTRS. Governor Rick Perry, in your ad, you say that more than $40 million are leaving Missouri for Texas every year. What are some of those businesses that are leaving every year?
You know, I don't have a list of those. I'll be more than happy. We'll get our economic development folks to get you a list of them.
Senator Claire McCaskill responded.
I think I ought to go back to Texas, and I think the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Rex Singfield ought to try to find somewhere else to convince people to do this rather than paying for people from other states to come in and slam us.
And so did Governor Jay Nixon.
I'm not changing the subject on this. When another governor comes to my state and says to us that Missouri businesses move from Texas, he's flat wrong.
When you want to know first in the morning,
There's only one voice standing up for you and our region. McGraw, live in the morning on KTRS.
At Stefanina's, not only can you order whatever toppings you want on your pizza, you can even choose the cheese. Fan of mozzarella? Just ask for it. Love the flavor of Provel? No problem. Heck, you can mix the two if you like. A thin, crispy crust and your favorite hot melted cheese? It doesn't get any better. Stefanina's has been a favorite in St. Charles County for 30 years. They recently added a fifth location in Chesterfield on Chesterfield Airport Road. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Locations and full menus are online at stefpizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Join the email club and get a coupon for a free appetizer, plus weekly coupon specials. You can even place your order online. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's favorite Italian restaurants. Choose your toppings, choose your cheese, choose the best, Stefanina's. For menus, locations, and daily specials, see stefspizza.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Burdell with Burdell Remodeling. We have been serving the Collinsville and Metro East area for over 25 years. We specialize in kitchens, bathrooms, and basements. Whether you have your own design or you need a design, we can do the heavy lifting and turn your house into your dream home. When you're ready to remodel, trust your home with Burdell Remodeling. Call us at 618-345-8840 or visit us online at www.athomewithron.com.
Planning a party, planning an event, a charity event, maybe some construction on the house. You need to make sure you call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation, locally owned, locally operated, and proud of it. The only union sanitation company on the Missouri side of the river. They're bigger and they last longer. That means they're cleaner longer. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation or rnrportabletoilets.com.
This is Dave Schumacher, the farm guy, here on KTRS.
Hey, Farmer Dave, what's up, dude?
Be sure and join me for all the latest ag markets, the farm news, and the weather of the day. We even have updates at 10 and 12, interviews with people in the know, and we even have a little fun now and then. That's all 6 days a week.
Begin your day with Farmer Dave Schumacher, Monday through Saturday mornings at 5 a.m.
And remember, if you eat, you're involved in agriculture.
It's your early morning wake-up call on the Big 550 KTRS. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Eureka, Webster Groves, O'Fallon, and the world.
Streaming live.